we have the illicit guns actually contributing towards the homicide rate, as well as armed robberies, etc. But again, we've seen where the CARICOM crime and security strategy has pinpointed transnational organized crime as one of the greatest threats to our security in the region. And as I was stating earlier, it states that the greatest threats to the region's security and sustainable development are transnational organized criminal activities involving illicit drugs and illegal guns, gangs and organized crime, cybercrime, financial crimes, and corruption. So here we've seen that the CARICOM crime and security strategy has identified the issue of transnational organized criminal activities as the greatest threats to the region's security.
Since our anti-trafficking in persons unit was opened, we have incorporated that aspect of human trafficking within our curriculum. While we cannot teach a police officer everything that he or she has to learn within the 6 months, we try our best to introduce them at least to these very important areas of the training. At the end of the training, there would be short courses in between too. At times you'll have refresher courses and what's that during the career. And at times you may as well have on-the-job training. But at the training school, we concentrate on giving just some basics. And afterwards, of course, you develop on what you are taught at the training school.